Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Now, Des Cahill, good morning.
Good morning to you, Mary. How are you? Great goals. Scoring burst continues for Marcus Rashford. He scored again as Manchester United beat Nottingham Forest 3-0 in the first leg of the English League Cup semi-final, and United surely heading to Wembley after this. Rashford got the first goal for United after 6 minutes, and then the on-loan striker Weghorst scored just before the break, and Bruno Fernandes wrapped up the scoring a minute from time to provide Erik ten Hag's men with a healthy advantage as they seek to end a trophy drought stretching back to 2017. Which isn't really a drought for most teams. Anyway, Rashford's goal took his tally to 10 in as many games since he returned from the World Cup. And for the new player, Weghorst, there was delight.
Great night for us. Great result. And yeah, of course, after this first match with 3-0 front now, it's yeah, it's a really, really good chance at the final.
For you personally, to open your goal scoring account, how special was it to do it on an occasion like this?
It's always special, and you always want to score goals, and also you prefer to have this first one, of course, as quick as possible. So really happy. I think it was a really important moment also. The 2-0, yeah, I think short before the halftime. So yeah, that gives it a good and a way better feeling in the break.
It's great timing, your goal as well, wasn't it? Because it was a perfect start, but Forest, they were finding a way back into the game a little bit, weren't they? They almost had the goal to show for it.
No, I think we started well, of course. Great goal. We're up front. And I think then, yeah, we didn't have the control like we wanted it. It went too much up and down. We made it too much their game. And, of course, we were quite lucky there with the offside and the 1-1 that was cancelled. So, yeah, then this 2-0 before halftime was an important one.
So, United win. Leeds United, meanwhile, have appointed Chris Armas as their new assistant head coach. The former US midfielder worked under Ralf Rangnick at Manchester United last season. The UEFA Nations League will be expanded with a new knockout round after 2024. In Gaelic games, the saga of the All-Ireland Club Final rumbles on. Kilmacud Crokes now have until Saturday morning to decide if they wish to counter-object or decide how they respond to Glenn's objection to the finish of the game, where Kilmacud had too many players on the pitch. There was great drama in a couple of the Sigerson Cup games last night. UCC and Queen's University finished level after extra time in a high-scoring game, went to penalties, and Cork came through 7-6. UCD, meanwhile, went on a goal spree. They beat Ulster University by 7-8 to 3-10. In golf, the start of this morning's Dubai Desert Classic has been delayed because of heavy rain. And in tennis, Arina Sabalenka says she really wants to create history by setting up an all-Belarusian contest against Victoria Azarenka in the Australian Open final. Two-time winner Azarenka plays the Kazakh Wimbledon champion Elena Rybakina in the first semi-final today, and then Sabalenka faces Poland's Magda Linette in the second. But two Belarusians competing for a Grand Slam title would likely lead to more discussion about a divisive political issue in sport, because Belarusian athletes are banned by a number of sporting governing bodies because of the country's support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And interestingly on that, footage has emerged showing Novak Djokovic's father at a pro-Russian demonstration at the Australian Open yesterday. A group gathered outside the arena with Russian flags and the image of Vladimir Putin. And a post on a pro-Russian YouTube channel shows Djokovic's dad standing with a man holding the Putin flag and wearing a T-shirt with the pro-war Z symbol on it. And Djokovic Sr. then makes a comment to the man, which is translated on the video as "Long live the Russians." So that is generating a lot of headlines in Australia today. Finally for now, racing, and Willie Mullins enjoyed a treble at Ferry House yesterday. Today he'll be hoping for more success today at the big meeting in Goran Park, where the feature is the Thaestes Chase. Live coverage on RT2 television. Barry Geraghty looks ahead to that for us later.